The newly created International Criminal Court is poised to issue its first indictments. The charges are expected to be against the leaders of the Lord's Resistance Army. The Ugandan rebel group is notorious for abducting children and turning them into killers. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, was designed to prosecute the world's worst war criminals and to replace ad hoc tribunals set up for specific conflicts in the past. The U.S. doesn't support the ICC, but human rights groups hope the first case proves the need for the court. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It has not been an easy beginning for the International Criminal Court's lead prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo. He recently told legal scholars in Washington about the pressures he's faced as he investigated war crimes in northern Uganda. In 1 week, he received letters giving him conflicting advice about an amnesty offer for rebels who disarm. Some Ugandans urged him to abide by it, and human rights groups urged him to make sure international law prevails.
This is my normal life. Same activity, one group saying I had to do A, other say no A.
The affable Argentinian prosecutor says he's had to be low-key in Uganda to avoid disrupting even remote chances for peace talks, and he's had to answer concerns that the only cases he's investigating now are in Africa, in Uganda, Congo, and Sudan's Darfur region. He says he takes on only the most serious crimes, so his court can serve as a deterrent to other would-be criminals.
My three cases are in Africa. And I think it's okay, because I cannot use as criteria geographical representation. I had to focus in the gravity, because this is the way in which I will move my states to the right situation.
Moreno Ocampo was speaking at American University, where prosecutors from non-permanent tribunals from Rwanda to Yugoslavia had some advice. David Crane was the chief prosecutor for the United Nations Special Court for Sierra Leone.
We have to be mindful of political retrenchment. A war crimes weary world, tired of tribunals, tired of hearing about what's happening in generally Africa, Africans killing Africans, etc. We have to be careful. We have to get the ICC right.
His experience doesn't make him too optimistic. Crane made headlines over 2 years ago when he indicted then-Liberian President Charles Taylor, accusing him of fomenting violence in neighboring Sierra Leone. The fact that Taylor is living comfortably in exile in Nigeria, Crane says, does not bode well for the International Criminal Court.
Because there's the African exception. There is an indicted war criminal sitting there in his villa in Calabar, not turned over.
American University law professor Diane Ortlicker says arresting indicted war criminals will be a challenge for the International Criminal Court, but she says prosecutor Moreno Ocampo has had more international cooperation than expected. She believes he may even manage to alleviate fears in Washington that he would be a rogue prosecutor taking on politically motivated cases against the U.S.
He simply doesn't have the capacity to go roving around the world issuing indictments at will. He has a limited capacity, and the kinds of cases he takes on are extremely labor-intensive. He only gets involved in situations where extremely serious abuses are occurring on a mass scale.
The U.S. may be softening its position against the International Criminal Court. The Bush administration allowed the U.N. Security Council to refer atrocities in Darfur, Sudan to the ICC, and U.S. officials say they will cooperate on that case if asked. Moreno Ocampo has also sought to ease concerns that the International Court would replace local efforts to bring war criminals to justice. He made clear he's committed to helping member states do what they can to prosecute war criminals.
This is the way in which we can really succeed, and using this tiny court help to change the world.
A big task for a court just beginning to take shape. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.